We do science, so that's what we do. And we do science quite specifically to assist our agri-food, agriculture and agri-technology industries become more profitable, improve their environmental footprint and improve the social well-being of people who work in those sectors.
How big is ag research and where does the funding come from?
Yeah, we've got four campuses, Ruakura Hamilton, Grasslands and Palmerston North, here at Lincoln, just in the outskirts of Christchurch, and Invermay, just outside Dunedin. We spend about $150 million a year. Of that, about a third comes straight from government to support this kind of science, about a third comes from industry, and about a third from other sources, including contestable funding for grants. And we run, obviously, a series of farms that also run at a profit sometimes when we're not doing research on them, so that's our kind of mix. We've got about 750 people who are engaged, and of those, about 550 are specifically doing science for the agricultural sector. And I often, you know, as I find out some of the science that we're doing and I get such a kick out of it, I think, why don't my mum and dad know about this? You know, it's so easy just to sound off at farming for, you know, messing up the waterways. But the huge amount of time and effort and research and funding that's going in from farmers and from the government to actually reduce nitrate emissions, to reduce methane emissions, yeah, I do wish that it was, you know, that it was, there was an easy way to get that message out.
Yes. And you started last year?
Yeah, August, late July, August.
What were the first challenges you faced?
Well, we were in COVID times, so we'd had some research that had become problematic because of COVID, and the government had generously stepped in to assist us financially. But financially, we've been challenged for some years. We've been struggling to break even. You know, the sector has to pay for a chunk of this research, and when a sector's struggling a bit, then the funding struggles a bit as well. But we're just putting forward budgets that do show break even and a return to profitability, so that we can invest in our own science, so we're not beholden on other people to have to go cap in hand begging for science funding. And as we get into that space, that will be a nice position to be in. We'll be able to be clearer about the science we do that we fund ourselves because we see long term it's good for the country rather than because someone else will fund it.
So over the next few years, what are your main goals and objectives for ag research?
You know, with COVID, agriculture has risen back up to the top of being number one New Zealand income earner. And it's very easy to pretend that, and you hear it sometimes, that, you know, agriculture is yesterday's industry, and it's really not. It is critical to New Zealand. And ensuring that we produce world-leading research from our world-leading scientists that ensure that we are making the planet a healthier place to be in for our children and our grandchildren, seeing more and more of that come out of us and seeing that the uptake of that by on farm increase, those are my dreams. They're the things that I think ag research is here for. And watching our scientists' enthusiasm for that is heartwarming.
How many projects are currently underway, roughly, and are there any projects that you have a particular interest in?
You know, in the IT system, we've been going through all of our projects and trying to work out how we categorise them, because there's tiny through to multi-year, multi-million. I think we've got about something like 500 projects underway. And a lot of those, of course, are with our partner, Crown Research Institute. So we share a lot of real interest with Manaaki Whenua, who look after the quality of our land and our water, with Plant and Food, who do the cropping end of the agricultural sector. So between us all, there's a lot of work going underway. Some of the stuff that I really like, I've enjoyed being taken around the greenhouses and shown some of the stuff we're doing in biodiversity, some of the stuff we're doing in weeds. Hard to get excited about weeds, and yet you meet with these very excitable scientists. There's some amazing stuff going on around emissions, which really does fire up my passions. You know, methane chambers to measure cow belching and what can you do to reduce that. Vaccine work, so if you vaccinate, if you've got something you can give young calves that means they will emit lower emissions for the rest of their lives, if you can develop stuff like that, you're really on a winner, so that we can hold our head high internationally and not feel like we have to have less cows or less income as a country, but actually we can make the environment cleaner with what we're doing and still enable New Zealand to be prosperous.
And what does your role involve? What do you do on a day-to-day basis as CEO?
I I do a lot of corporate stuff. So, you know, making sure that as an organisation we can pay the bills and we've got the right policies in place. Today I've had a meeting about how do we as an organisation look after our staff if the Alpine fault ruptures and there's a 8.4 quake on the West Coast. What do we need to do to make sure staff can access food and water and wash their clothes? What science do I need to make sure continues to go ahead because it's critical for New Zealand's future? So I do those kind of things. Spend a bit of time in Wellington. We run out of the Ministry for Business and Innovation. You know, they're the ones who make decisions about where science funding goes, and it's important they know the stuff that's going on that really could make a difference. And the other government departments, MPI, Primary Industries, critical partner for us. So I do a lot of that. But as much as I can, I get out and I see the science and I hear about how broccoli plants talk to each other and I get very warmed by that. That's the exciting end and I never get enough time to do that. I spend far too much time with policies and not enough time with science.
AgResearch Chief Executive Sue Bidrose.